Stoneful?
What's up, fool? Podcast.
What's up, big dog?
Rodrigo Torres right here, man. We're all annihilated.
Yeah,
first
man.
Time we record at nighttime.
Partially.
Yeah, everybody's gone. It's late. Yeah, man. Louis XIII hooked me up with those boxes. Shout out to Louis XIII. Man, he hooked it up, bro. Like, it's a little box with five, six joints. And they come with a glass tip.
See, you're right there in the Volvo smoking like an executive.
We're here promoting. He only gave me one box.
Damn, man. I wonder what we'd do for a carton.
I know. No, he's a cool dude. Like, this guy, like, hell he owns a medicinal shop. And every day, every Friday, he posts up that he's going to hide an eighth of weed. And he leaves those, I don't know what those things, because everybody has them. Who do they want to walk anymore? Those things they ride on the floor like a Segway. But
the ones without the handlebars?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but the new ones are out.
I don't know what they're called, things they stand on, those things. He gave one of those away.
Hell yeah, dude. That's the one where he almost broke that fool's drone, dog.
Yeah, man. Are you going to get one of those?
One of those, what, those things that go around?
Those Heelys.
Oh, fuck no, dude.
Come on, I could see you walking in the airport, man.
A fat fool should not have those, dog. A fat fool has to use the ankle express, dog.
Are you guys talking about a hoverboard? And I want whatever the fuck you just got for free.
Is that what they're called?
That sounds really cool.
It's a hoverboard? That would be badass.
That's looking what, like, Back to the Future.
What's up, fool? We got Felicia Michaels right here, who, by the way, has her own podcast. What's the name of your podcast?
Now I'm doing one that's called The MILF Code.
But anyways, before I even was the first ever, we're gonna delete some of these evers, by the way. ever podcast I ever with my first ever podcast I was ever on was her podcast.
Are you serious?
Was Joy Coco Diaz,
really?
Beauty and the Beast.
That was the first one you were ever on? Are you serious?
I never been invited to a podcast.
That was a good episode.
I didn't know what a podcast was. I was like Lunel when I invited her to my podcast. I got all dressed up.
Yeah.
I did my hair. I did makeup.
A little suit.
No, for real. I got ready and then it's recorded. Okay. Let me clear my throat.
That was a good ass podcast though, by the way, guys.
Yeah, how many episodes did you guys do?
Wait, I think we did like 120 episodes.
Damn.
And right now I was thinking 105.
Wow, you were so close. You were
how
so
did
close.
You guys come up with that? Because I remember the first time I ever saw you when you did the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Before that, when you came back into the scene, I don't know where you've been.
Yeah.
But my first time I ever saw you was on Evening at the Improv.
Really?
Or I could be wrong. Or one of those Pepsi comedy shows.
Well, I Pepsi think it was probably Evening at the Improv. Yeah.
I thought you were hilarious.
Really?
I became an instant fan right away.
Thank you.
And I said, yeah, she's funny and she's hot. She had that voice. They go, Raymond, how are you guys doing? You know, the one thing why you would change your voice.
Right.
Then I saw you on Full House.
Wow.
And I said, man, not to be a stalker, but when somebody's funny, you remember those motherfuckers.
Hell yeah, fool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very kind of you to say. I was wanting to ask you, Felipe, as I was using the restroom in this fine-ass facility, how did you get into comedy?
I ran out of things that I wasn't good at. No. I had just came out of rehab. I was there like for a year and a half. Actually, I was there for about 8 months. But then when I graduated, I went back home and got into a fight with my dad. And I said, you know, I'm really going to choke this fucking wetback right here. I'm going to go back to rehab. So I went back to rehab. And then when I was there, I started like little by little easing my way into regular life. Because when you come out of the rehab, a lot of people come out of the rehab and they go straight home. And then like in 2 days, they're back to using drugs. Or a girl who starts being a whore goes straight home and she could be molested by the same people again. You know what I mean? The same thing. You know, it's like I meet the same people, you know, and I go back. Using the same drugs
again. I wouldn't say molested, but if you have the same dick in your mouth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're just like,
I don't know why I said molested.
I know. That was odd. That was weird.
That was weird, huh?
Hey, but you started a new life though, fool?
A new life. Yeah, bro. New friends, new everything.
Clean slate and shit.
Clean slate.
When you were growing up, though, did you watch a lot of comedy on TV?
Hell yeah.
Did you?
Not a lot of comedy on TV because we didn't have cable. I saw a lot of VHS tapes.
Really?
People would lend me pornos, movies, and comedy. And they were all in one tape. Like if I were to borrow Rocky 3, it would connect you to Rocky 3 and 3 Rambos.
Right. And a porno, dog.
So you get 6 hours of Sylvester Stallone right. on one VHS tape.
And 7 minutes of an awkward wedding.
Yeah, yeah. And Debbie Does Dallas, Rent, which I borrowed from Ray Escalera. Another
serious?
Guest.
I heard about it.
No, his yeah. father. No, it was his. He was probably his. Imagine Ray Escalera was a fucking porno. Jackie Escalera, the his son, he loaned me the famous red porno with Nina Hartley, Debbie Does Dallas. No, Debbie Does Dishes. And by the way, she never does the dishes. They even made a part two and she still didn't do the dishes.
Too busy fucking.
That is hilarious and fucked up at the same time.
So when I came on a rehab, I said, you know what? I'm gonna do this. So I dressed up like Fuzzy Bear, you know, from the Muppets. The bear, you know, the bear.
Little sport coat and shit.
I got me a little sports coat, you know. Mm-hmm. I wrote a couple of two jokes and went to this open mic and I stood in line. And then my dad's dead, man. I don't even know if I bombed or killed. I just know that I want to do it again.
Where'd you do the open mic?
Some place called the Natural Fudge. It was a vegan place. I didn't know what vegan was. I just know the owner kept saying, everybody try the nut burger.
And that's how you got on
and
stage.
And I'm like, ew. I don't want to try the nut burger.
Ahead of their time, dog.
Yeah, man. So how did you get started, Rodrigo?
Me, dude? I've always wanted to be a comedian.
I swear,
I'm not one of those fools.
You wanted to be in the band.
How old were you when you thought, I want to try doing comedy?
Like 14, 13, 14.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I seen Luke Torres and that fool, dog, AJ Jamal on Comic Justice.
Wow.
And that fool fucking had that judo note, the Mexican judo joke. I was like, fool, this fool's laying it down. Because this is the second fool that I've seen.
He killed her, Luke Torres
is the shit. He's the second fool that I ever seen do stand-up besides Paul Rodriguez, dog. Paul Rodriguez is the first fool I ever seen do stand-up that was a Mexican fool. And of course, Eddie Murphy, but you're like, nah, it's not going to happen like that.
Yeah, the first Mexican fool I ever seen do stand-up with Paul Rodriguez briefly on AK Pablo because we couldn't watch English television after 9. So I was going to the channel like, you know, so when you, it was before remote control, people. This before the, when the TV made that noise. Trrr. So I was going like this. I went from channel 34, which is UHF, all the way to VHF, the regular channels. And Paul Rodriguez was doing a little bit. And then it was over. I never got to see it again. Kind of the way I fucking never got to see Mary Poppins, by the way.
You still want to see that flick?
I wanted to see Mary Poppins so bad, and it was going to be on at 9 o'clock, and my dad, it was on Channel 2, CBS. It came on right after the Charlie Brown special, and I thought that Mary Poppins was going to be on, like, but it was like it's going to be like the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock movie, uh-huh. Till the news came on. And then my dad turned the fucking TV on.
Oh, what a dude. It'd be a good movie to try.
Motherfucker, that motherfucker went brrr and put in the fucking Channel 34 news because he was a dick.
So just dominate the TV?
Because that fool wants to watch news, bro.
You guys only had one TV?
One TV, man.
Yeah, man.
Did you have, like, when I was growing up, I grew up on welfare, and we had, like, the big TV that had sound, and then on top of the big TV was the little tiny TV that had the picture. It was, like, never the other way around where the big TV would have the picture and then the little tiny TV.
No, we had a TV
sound.
That didn't work with one on top.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
With
right?
the trophies all
right?
around it?
Yeah. And you had to change one channel and then the other one.
Then the bottom TV becomes an altar for someone who died.
A little urn right there, dog. But yeah.
One time, dude, I used to, remember there used to be a thing called, for our older listeners, there used to be a thing before all this cable action, there was a thing called Select TV and On TV.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember that. It was an LA thing and a Philadelphia thing, doing a New York thing. It was one channel called On TV and it showed movies all day. And if there was a prize fight, it would have been on that channel. The pay-per-view was through that one channel, and they showed a lot of movies, dude. But at Tuesday nights, at midnight, they would show porn.
Really?
Cinemax porn?
Cinemax, no, harder porn.
Really?
Fur, bro. They show Bush.
This one really? Said fur.
Yes.
Really? I can't believe that.
But I
wow.
didn't have On TV or Select TV. But It was broadcast through Channel 52 because cable stations own Channel 3 for cable. But they were stuck with Channel 52. But see, if Channel 52 came out scrambled.
Right.
So I would connect the Channel 52 to a big antenna. And then connect it to to the cord, and then bring the TV inside my bed on top of my bedroom.
Like an engineer.
A 19-inch black and white TV on top of my twin bed with the blanket over, jerking off to scrambled porno.
Wow. And your mother never suspected.
She never suspected, man.
Plain housing.
Why was there a big light coming out of the bedroom?
No, I think she suspected and she was like, just pretend it's not happening. Because I have teenage boys now and I'm like, just don't touch the wall.
That's kind of gross now that she pretended she didn't know what she didn't know.
I know. But you do when you're a mom. Like my kids hug me and I know because my kids are like teenagers now. I know when I hug them. That I don't push my breasts out. I do a cave, like, these are not breasts. These are not breasts.
That's the way everyone hugs Rodrigo, by the way. Rodrigo always goes for the bear hug.
I just hugged him like that. You are correct.
That scoliosis hug.
That would be weird. Because you're a mom, right? You have kids?
Yeah.
I never thought about that, you know? Your mom knows you jerk off, but you're going to go give her a little bear hug without washing your hands.
Well, here's the thing. I went to Costco and I got this big thing. You know how everything's big at Costco, of Jergens lotion. Like it was a big fucking it had a plastic handle with the lotion in the plastic handle. Like that's how, like a gallon of milk, right? And then I bring it home, and then like 3 days later, I'm like, everybody, where's the lotion? And everyone was looking at me like I'm the fucking idiot, right? And then like a week later, I'm cleaning out the dude's room, and my oldest is in the room, and I go under his bed, and I find the Jergens lotion. Felipe, I'm not lying. It was empty. And I looked at him like, what the fuck? And he was like, I don't know what to tell you. There's no punchline, but just disgusting.
You have some ashy ass kids.
I think I have normal kids.
You're raising some flea stacks.
I know. As most teenage boys just are
referred to. I'm shedding skin, mom. Man, we never used that. See, that's the difference, man. When you have when you grow up with white parents, man, there's a lot of lotion. My mom used to hid that Nivea from us.
There'll be one jar in the whole house.
My mom had that old blue Nivea. That's some hard ass fucking lotion, bro.
That is not lotion. That's paste.
I know. She's right. Fucking Nivea is paste.
Right.
By the time you get some good lather going, you're already done jerking off, man.
That's right. You can make collages. And hand jobs.
That's funny, man. Everybody, every kid has their own way, man, like of jerking off. Man, like some people use a sock. I know that if kids been locked up in prison in kind of a fifi rag, they just get a sock and they put a lot of lotion in it and then they close it all over themselves and they jerk off like that. I've tried that, man. That shit sucks, dog.
My it's question
funny
is,
that you say that shit, because supposedly it's like you're supposed to wrap like a glove in there.
Yeah, but it sucks, like, dude.
I could never get the wrap right, dog.
I could never find enough lotion, dog. My mom started noticing her fucking Avon is missing. I got 5 orders missing.
Like, I don't know where my lotion is, but one of y'all smell really good.
I said, like, when you read that, some people would use them. Remember, man? I was having sex with some chick outside her house. Dude, she brought an olive oil, bro, because there was nothing else.
For what, dog? Wow. I'm going to make some eggs, dog.
For real, dog.
I'm going to make
it
ready.
Because it was all dried up, I guess. But we were trying to get freaky. She brought olive oil, dog.
Wow.
I was giving her the salchich, you know what I'm saying? We're making cannolis, bro. For real, she did run up olive oil.
I know, I'm trying to wrap my head.
It was the big tank one, the metal kind.
The tin?
She's opening that shit up, dog.
With a little nozzle shit.
Putting it on her hand, getting ready. And I said, man, what are you doing with that olive oil? I thought you were going to light me on fire, bro.
Olive oil.
Freak. Damn, dog.
Oh, shit, I'm listening, man.
I hope it wasn't virgin olive oil.
It was.
God damn.
It was the olive garden. It was the olive oil from Godfather, bro.
Fucking gas can, dog. Damn.
For real, dog. It was weird, man. We're outside of her house, and it was a big mattress outside. I should have just thought about that, man. Why is there a mattress outside? Why are we outside?
But think about it. When you're a teenager,
I was an adult when it happened. I was a struggling comic.
Okay, well, that's on you.
This chick put out olive oil, dog. And I was like,
that's all she had, dog.
Dude, she brought a lot to the game that day.
Now I'm like, man, I should have brought some bread. You should have told me.
Good soldier, dog.
I feel like I'm having sex with Olive Garden right here.
Olive oil, dog.
Oh my God.
Olive oil, dog.
Damn, now that's a chick right there, dog.
Yeah, man. She treated me like Popeye. Hey! Gag, 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 gag.
Oh my God. But seriously, when I was a teenage girl, I had this little boyfriend named Freddie, and there were these bushes by my house, and Freddie and I would go and make out hard in the bushes, and I would touch his penis, right? We would make out. Dude, but you're fucking crawling in the bushes. It's not a classy situation. And one day we were in the bushes at the side of my house making out hard, and it was right by where his parents lived, which was his trailer park. And then he went home, and that was the day Elvis Presley died. I must have been 14 years old, right? And he called me up, and he's like, I can't believe we were making out on the day that Elvis Presley died. And I was like, that's right, motherfucker, in the bushes.
You know? With the little cape, huh?
Make a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Oh, I know.
He died in the toilet, huh?
Supposedly right there, right? With a bunch of pills in his hand, the sandwich, a gun.
It was a rainy day.
It must have been.
Fuck.
You ever snuck around Rodrigo and make out with somebody?
Yeah, fool.
She was married.
This motherfucker.
Fool, tell us about that story, bro. When you fucking with that. Have you told us that story about when you went out on that date and then there was a dude waiting outside?
Fool, that shit wasn't a date, dog. Fuck, dude. Fucking, you tell us, dog. No, just playing.
By the way, I'm listening.
We were doing a show, dude. It was in Whittier. It's that one club, Sage.
Sage.
It's been a club, like 17 different names since like 2005 or 2002. But anyways, I made out with a chick that day. I don't know what the fuck came over me. I'm usually not like that and shit. And even like El Catrín was like, damn, look at Silent Bob, eh? Fucking sexual assaulter over there. And some chick, I just started making out with her. We didn't even talk or nothing. And I went back to her house that day. All right. So, and she had a kid, but I didn't know she had a kid. She told me she didn't look like she had a kid. And then it was right there. It wasn't in Whittier, dog. It was in fucking
Norwalk.
No, like Rosemead, but the little ghetto parts, dude. Not off of Graves, but more back here by the Chinese parts.
By the freeway.
Yeah. For right by the freeway. It was loud. The mom was living at the house. I think a dad and a fucking grandpa. The baby was there. And, dude, we didn't even get to do shit, dude, because as soon as I went to
everybody was there. So they were waiting for somebody to bring the carne asada, bro. It's not like they were waiting for the World Cup to start.
But it was at night, dude.
No, and esa noche estaban matando chivo. That night they were killing a goat.
It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, dude. We're just sitting there talking, and then all you just hear just bangs on the door. I know he's in there. Let me see him. Who is it?
Who's that fat dude in there?
Let me see his face. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, I can't even go out through the back because the houses are together. I'm like, fucking shit. I didn't know what to do. I was new to the game. This is the first time anything.
You should borrow dad's clothes and walk out of here looking like him.
With the lunch pail off with a hard hat. Go to work. Swing shift, man. So this fool won't stop knocking. It was a baby's dad. I want to see my kid. I was like, fuck, I want to see my kid. It's like 2:30, dog. Fuck, come back at 2:30 p.m. And he wouldn't stop. So fucking, me and that chick, we just acted like nothing was going on. We just sat there. And then the banging stopped, dude. And fool, but I realized this car because I was looking at my car. And it was back when I had the Sentra, dog. And then the car sitting there. You can see there's a little light on there. You can see that fool smoking a cigarette in a silhouette.
Crying.
Like, fuck that. Now, this fool probably thinks I'm in there tearing it up, huh, fool? With olive oil and shit. Fool, and so nothing, dog. And her parents didn't wake up. Nobody woke up. It's like that fool went to the house every day and did that shit, dog. So fucking I waited till like 5:30 in the morning, dude. Fucking ran into my car, took off. Never seen her again.
That is the saddest story I've ever heard.
But dude, this motherfucker wouldn't stop. I thought I was going to knock the door down. I was like, what am I going to do, dog? Fuck. Hit him with the lamp, huh?
Should have got your exterminating outfit, bro. Say, man, I'm just here for frame bugs, man.
Why I did that 2 in the morning? The bugs are crazy out here. You got to get them at night.
You ever had two guys fight over you like that?
Never.
But one guy showed up at 2 in the morning?
Never.
Never?
Never. Now really? I'm hanging out in the wrong places.
You're like a heartbreaker.
Never. God. Wow. It makes me envious now. Why couldn't I have a exterminator?
Who knows what comedy the other guy was like.
Yeah. Someone must have told that fool, huh?
I don't know, dog. But I know her fucking cell phone was blowing up the whole time, dog.
How long ago was this?
Fuck. This was 13 years ago, 12 years ago? It was like 2002, 2003.
Did you guys have sex that night?
Fuck no. This mad makeout session.
Well, he was knocking it. Would you guys make it out? That'll be funny.
Oh, yeah, dog. It was all about to go down, fool.
That'll be fun.
Hey, she was telling me we got to do it in the living room because the baby's asleep in my room.
But there's a guy banging the door outside. Yeah, dog. OJ Simpson outside crying.
Fuck, I'm all trying to pull fucking, take her shoes off. What did you take her shoes off? Take her shorts off. And she was down, dude. But it's like, bam, dog. And you can tell it's one of those hard ass knocks. I just got out knocks.
That would have been crazy, dog. If you would have came inside the house and you would have knocked that fool out and you would have been having sex right next to him while he's knocked out.
Fucking superhero over here, dog. I don't know, bad as fuck, fool, but for that to happen, fuck, dude. You gotta have balls, dog.
Nah, imagine that would be the worst scenario. Huh? You're having sex, you, and then a dude jumps in, you knock him out, then you have his baby pee on him.
But they, dude, that was fucking scandalous.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
What would be another worst thing that could happen to him when he comes in, man? Nah, I don't know what else would be worst.
I don't know. If a fool walks in and shoots you in the leg.
Fuck. That never happened. What
happened?
That happened to him before, you know, that the guy shows up, you know, is trying to get his ex-girlfriend back on the wrong night.
Where? At the club or at the house?
At the house.
No,
on the road, but a long time ago.
Oh, me la pelas?
Me la pelas.
That's a crazy ass story.
That never happened to you? Nobody ever chased you or fought over you? What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm trying to think. I can't say that now.
With a sweetheart.
I can't say that.
No?
I can't say that. Yeah. I can't say that. I've had a lot of fucked up shit, but nothing like that.
So you grew up in Colorado in the projects? In the trailer park?
Next to a trailer park. Yeah, in government housing. Yeah, yeah.
How'd you get started in comedy?
I was a stripper.
Yeah, you were on Playboy?
I was on Playboy years later, but when I was...
Our listeners want to know what magazines they can look for it right now.
I think it's October. I don't even want to say what fucking year because your listeners are probably not that old. But October 92, I want to say, or something like that.
October 92?
Maybe 91, 92, something like that. Yeah.
But you were doing stand-up comedy at that time too, right?
Of course, yeah. I actually did comedy, and they asked me a year before that to do Playboy, but it was like a girls of Playboy kind of thing, and I just thought to myself, if I'm going to show my pussy, be the one and only pussy, not one pussy amongst other pussies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But it was a good experience though when I did. It was fun. It was different.
We have a real playmate here, people.
Not like I wasn't a playmate. Those are different animals.
Oh, she was on Playboy.
Yeah.
Not like the ones you see on Instagram and say they've been on Playboy Radio. Those are bullshit. Those are liars.
Their agent is Instagram.
Huh. Yeah, that might be true. That might be true.
So you have a podcast now? The MILF podcast?
The MILF Code with Susanna Brisk. Yeah. You know who Susanna is?
Yes, I do. I ran into her on Saturday.
You did?
Or Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been fun. It's been interesting. It's a video podcast.
Oh.
So they do it live.
So you got to dress up for that.
Yeah, I got to put fucking makeup on for that. Yeah, yeah. What have you guys been up to, though?
Well, I did a show with her. That was a weird show. It was a peep show.
Oh, yeah.
Where this girl interviewed me while she was strip-teasing for me on top of a bed and showing everything.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
That was a couple years ago, right? Remember there's a little video or a snippet of it or something, a little trailer?
Yeah. It was a web series that we did a year ago, and it was released. We tried to condense it all together and submit it in film festivals and all that, but it's a web series. And that was a fun thing. Thank you for coming down and doing that. That was absolutely interesting. You had actually been in that peep show.
I have.
Place.
You were on the phone, huh, fool?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Like,
I've been there before.
Like, I'm right here at this peep show doing this video, shooting this thing, and the actress, you know, she's stripping, but I know her, you know, from stand-up. But then I got on the phone, and I said, man, I've been here before. And I have, bro. I went with you, fool.
The one in North Hollywood?
You took me there.
Yes, that's the one.
Well, then you took me there. That's the first time I went.
You forced me to go there. Yeah.
So, that's that fool that room Noe had, Soul, and then up the street they had it. That was cool.
How did you hear about that place?
We were just walking, fool.
Well, I thought you'd been there.
Nah,
it was dirty in there.
Well, yeah, those are
like, real peep shows are really, because like I've been another one in Philly one time when
but I didn't get it. I didn't know how do you do the peep show thing.
Oh, you put in that one. You put $20. I remember it was fives or twenties, and then like the little curtain would come up, and every like five bucks was like I think maybe 5 minutes, or like and I don't think it was that much. It was like 3 minutes for $5.
Man, that fucking shutter shows hard, bro.
Quick too, huh? You don't fuck around. Shoot,
when you order the money, it's close.
Gotta start from the beginning.
The bodega is closed. The pussy bodega is closed.
And that's where you guys filmed that at?
We filmed it. It's actually the last working peep show in LA County.
It's called
Venus Fair on Lancashire. And
yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a trip. It's a trip.
Can you jerk off in there?
You can, but you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to jerk off in a lot of places, huh?
Well, yeah, like this one. How do you know? No, like, you go to those.
San Fernando Road. Like, I swear to God, every time I would go in there just to watch porn, but just to check it out, right?
We went that time.
All right, I'm thinking, man, they don't let you jerk off here, but there's napkins everywhere on the floor,
right?
But I noticed that there's a little, when you go inside the little peep to watch the little movie, mm-hmm. there's a mirror. Is that mirror for me to look out for the security guard, or are you watching me?
For those fools to see if you're jerking off. But they're not supposed to look in there, but you're in either, so it's kind
of
weird.
I thought because the mirror, I thought of the mirror there was for me to make sure I'm not being watched.
No, that's what El Catrín's all. That's how they're going to catch you, bro. I was like, I don't know, dog. I got to have a door locked to do
that. It is a weird thing when you go into those peep shows. Like at the Venus Fair, they say no jerking off. Masturbating is illegal in public. But then and behind you, you have like this black marble wall that has these speckles of white, you know, that's in the design of the marble that looks just like cum.
Yeah.
Whopper. Yeah, I know. So, like, they don't want you to do it, but they've decorated it just in case.
What else would he be there for, dude? I'm just fucking trying to sketch her out for my class.
Maybe, though. You never know.
You gotta be quick on that phone, man.
But that's all fools do in there. It's like, come on. And I. This fool. I remember asking fool, yeah, dog, if she sees you have a big dick, she'll show you more. I'm like, she's already naked, dog.
That was Ivan.
Yeah, dog.
Fucking liar.
So let me ask you this, Rodrigo. When you went in there, did you masturbate?
Nah, I was too afraid.
Really? Me
like,
too.
Yeah.
I didn't know what's going on. I didn't even pick up the phone.
I didn't either.
She kept looking at me like with her head going.
That was to put more money in.
She kept telling me like, she kept pointing with her head. Like, she's not showing her boob, pointing over. And I said, I don't know. I can't hear you.
It's kind of like.
She kept going.
After $20.
I didn't put no money in there. We just. then I was trying to look all the way. then it closed.
Trying to see her feet, her toes.
She couldn't figure out to do the universal phone to the ear thing.
Probably not. She looked like she was a little gacked out, too, or something. Something was up.
I don't remember how she looked. But this time, when I filmed them, though, man, she was just talking to me about anything, man. And she took everything off, bro. She even put them on the glass.
Oh, it looked cool. And then I like it how it was all red and dark and shit.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting.
Jimmy Schubert did it, too.
You know what was really.
He was stuttering, bro.
With the wand, you know.
It's totally true. You know what
it's totally true.
Because we did this thing called Peeping Comics. And it was Susanna, who's a comedian, but she also works as a stripper. And she was interviewing comedians. And it was really interesting to see. Let's get 20 comedians and have them have a conversation with a girl as she's giving them a strip show. And you would think that some people would be able to totally embrace it and talk shit and be funny and do all that. And it was the people that you would never suspect could be able to carry on a conversation with a woman like that naked that was able to do it. And other people couldn't even talk to her and look her in the eye. It was really interesting to see. You're like, whatever.
I was looking, man. When but Jimmy Schubert had his head down, man. Like, yeah, and my dad's a cop.
My mother's name's Teresa, too.
I know. He was very embarrassed. That's what I'm saying. It was like Jimmy Schubert seen more pussy than God. And he, you know what I mean?
Probably the setting, though, huh?
But you had Joy Medina there, bro.
Fuck.
Why? What would happen if
Joy Medina? He would have switched. Chad Rodrigo there, man. His son would have been all fucked up, eh? When I was talking to the Suzanne, she was telling me there's guys that they jerk off in a glass and they just want to lick the whole glass by themselves with their tongue.
The whole, really?
Yeah, that's their thing, bro.
Some fools get off like that, dog. Yeah.
Wow.
Weird sexual proclivities, dog.
I don't know how you get off like that.
I don't know either. Fucking creepy,
what is
dog.
That? What is that?
I don't get anything out of that. I don't know. I guess they have a sexual tongue.
Because isn't like, what is that shit? Those sexual, what is that? Fetishes, right? That's fucking weird ass.
You don't have any sexual fetishes at
fuck
all?
Fuck no. Just like come fucking on
now. He like you that black chick. He likes to eat air freshener.
Nah. I just like to get down and dirty, dude. Lick and stick. That's about it, dude. You know what I mean?
Now I'm all looking at Rodrigo differently. Like, what? What does stick mean?
He doesn't dress up like a chicken, you know? Hatch a couple of eggs.
Nothing, man. Yeah. All that shit. Suck on toes, you know?
You like to suck on toes? Yeah, dude, my ex-husband was really into feet, and I got some ugly-ass feet. I was in an accident as a child, and so I broke one of my ankles, and so one of my foot didn't grow. My left foot didn't grow as this is so bizarre. But fucking, I'm here. My left foot didn't grow as big as my normal foot that where I didn't break the ankle, right? And my ex-husband used to be really into feet, so sometimes he would pick up my right foot, which didn't get broken and grew full on. But I carried my weight on my right foot, so I used to like to call it my work foot. Stay with me on this one, Felipe. And sometimes we'd be having sex, and he'd want to pick up my feet, and he'd pick up my work foot, and he'd be all kissing on my work foot, and I'd get all uncomfortable, like, no, 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 you want to put the work foot down, and you want to take the pretty foot.
My left foot.
Yes.
Put the pearl stick in the
hole. I'm just saying.
You're just saying, bro.
I'm just saying.
Right. You were to kiss the kickstand. What can you say?
One was a kickstand. The pretty foot was a kickstand. And then I had my work
one
foot.
One with a fucking, one with a putter. The other one with a fucking iron.
Yes. Kind of like that. Yes, exactly.
Drive that motherfucker.
That's right.
Killing me, dog.
Yeah, man. So when did you get back into stand-up comedy? You were off?
I did comedy for about 15 years, and then I took 8 to 9 years off because of kids, and then I got back into it. And, I never thought I'd get back into it. Have you ever taken a break from comedy?
No, but according to everybody else who never knew me, I was on a long break. I've never taken a break. I think the most I've ever been off in the last, since I started doing stand-up comedy, probably just 12 days without doing stand-up.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
Since 97, 98, 20 years. 94, I first hit the stage, but then I quit. Nobody noticed. Then I came back in 96.
Yeah. And what's the longest you can go between doing sets where you feel like, oh, this is fucked up, I'm going to be rusty?
Probably like 14 days. I said, man, I'm going to suck. I feel like I forgot my material.
Yeah.
But then when I go back, it feels good.
It feels awesome, right? Yeah.
I want to do another show.
Yeah. I know that Marcella's been opening a lot for you. Isn't Marcella the best? I
told Marcella Arguello, right?
Yeah. Arguello. She's gonna pop it for women in the next 3 years, is my feeling.
Yeah, man.
She's pretty awesome, yeah.
She's pretty tall.
She's really fucking tall. Yeah.
We had John Sally here. He was saying,
if we had a baby together.
We had a baby together.
Yeah. He's a smooth motherfucker right there, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He said, me and her have the same size fingers.
That's a loaded thing to say. Because what does that mean? He actually did the MILF Code podcast, and he is a big fan of yours, by the way. Because he when Marcel was like, "Yeah, I opened for Felipe," he was like, "What, Felipe Esparza? I just saw him at the Ice House." He's a huge fan of yours, yeah.
Because he's vegan. You're vegan? No, you're not vegan.
I'm
huh?
not vegan. No.
You eat beef, huh?
I eat beef. Yeah. Are you vegan?
No.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
How old are my kids?
They're adopted kids, right?
Yeah, my kids are adopted, yeah. They're awesome.
You have a bit, right, about I have adopted kids and I'm divorced, so it's good because my kids don't look like the father.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. That's a funny-ass joke.
Oh, my God, I'm going to touch myself that you just fucking did my joke, Felipe.
Dude, I can remember all your jokes. I remember the greats. If you're one of the greats, I'm always going to remember your stand-up. David Tell, I remember one of his favorite jokes. You, Felicia.
Wow, that's I know all your awesome. Bits. Thank
Joey
you.
Coco. You know, all the greats. I had him a Burris, Mitch Hedberg. I remember their jokes.
What's your favorite comedian? Who's your favorite comedian?
Of all time or now? Of all time?
Of all time. Of all time.
Probably Paul Rodriguez and George and Richard Pryor, George Carlin. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody coming up besides Rodrigo that where you're just like, see how I have your back like that, Rodrigo? that you're like, fuck, that's it. Do you feel that yet?
Nah. No, because I feel that way about them. But then when I work with them on stage, they don't fulfill my expectations of them. Like, I feel like they're hilarious when I heard them on Sirius Radio or something. I never met this person. But then when I see them on stage and they're doing, like, the same bits, I thought, oh, this person is not really that funny after all. He's a dick, with them. Eh?
Right.
This guy's an asshole, actually.
What is it? I always wanted to ask you this, Felipe. Like, what is it that you want to do with your comedy? Like, to me, that's the most interesting thing because I've been in comedy and out of comedy and back into comedy for a very long time. And when I see certain people, you want to ask them, like, what the fuck is it that you want to achieve with it? Like, what, like, when you do comedy now, do you just want to make people laugh, which is a glorious thing? Or is there a message that you want to throw at them? Or, like, what is it that you want to do with it? I'm completely fucking serious and you can make fun of me. But I find, but I'm totally serious about that because when I watch you, Felipe, and I'm not just kissing ass,
yeah,
but
man.
When I watch you, like, there are jokes that you do that are so fucking right on the mark about society and how people feel. I'm like, fuck, man, that is heavy. Like, what do you want to do with it?
I want to have my own show on ABC.
Yeah?
And to be more than 22 episodes.
You're in a syndication.
I want to be a syndication, man. I want to be a part of TGI Friday.
TV history.
When I was a kid, I just wanted to be on Saturday Night Live. I didn't even want to be on the show, man. I just want to be one of those guys at the end of the show waving.
In the middle.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be at the after party.
That's what I'm saying. That's it, dog.
You see Tracy Morgan, bro?
Man, that was a big truck, Poppy. Yeah, man, sucks.
Dude. So when he came out, bro, like, god damn.
Yeah.
Everybody who's black won an award, huh?
It was a fucking Black Emmys.
My show didn't get nominated, bro. East Los High 2.
Nothing?
East Los High Season 3. Come on, man. With words like skonka and not even. And come on, bro.
I know, man.
Yeah. I'm only saying that because I wrote on that show.
Next time.
Yeah. Next time. But that lady was right, man. Viola Davis, the only thing that's separating women of color. It's opportunity. That's what she said.
That was her
speech?
Yeah,
that's pretty smart.
She said opportunity. But it was funny, man, like when she got the award, and I can't even say her name, I'm going to mess it up, and I don't care, man. Tahaja Harrington from Taraja or Tyrannosaurus Rex, bro.
Whatever,
bro. That fucking hot black chick, bro, from Baby Boy. I just know her from Baby Boy and from that movie with Benjamin Button. She was nominated. She's in
Empire,
yes. How do you say her name? Taraji P. Henson. Dog, she was nominated too, right? And so was Viola Davis. And so was another show that nobody watches, but I watch, Orphan Black. Oh, man, that fucking show is good, yeah, dog. Fuck. The lady who's who got nominated for that for that role, her name is Tatiana. She's British, I guess. She plays 7 different women on that show.
Really?
7. Because they're all clones, and they all meet at different times. So she meets, oh my God, that one, she plays 7 different characters, and they're all the same face, and they're all clones, but they're all play with the same person, and they're all different. Like, she plays a blonde psycho bitch that wants to kill all the clones, and she's all goth with blonde hair. Then she plays a mother clone. She's just a mom, you know, bangs, ugly bangs over her head, worried about the PTA. Then she plays a crazy chick. She plays another chick. She plays the smart bitch. You know, she likes the smart chick with dreads, you know, and she's smart, of course. And of course, man, you can't have a woman that smart unless she's a lesbian too. So she's a lesbian.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
it.
That's that show, Orphan Black.
Yeah, that's
so anyways, my point was, when Viola Davis won, the camera went straight to Taraji to see her reaction. And she was going to be happy. Do she clap for her? But you should have seen that clap. It was that clap that you give your brother when he gets the bigger piece of cake.
You know that's mine, bitch.
Yeah! I wanted it, but as long as she black, it's all good.
Give it up for pigment.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy, man.
I want to win one award like that, man. And just,
do you?
And just think, finally, how Edward James almost didn't win something. Now, I was wanting to win one of the awards since I saw Whoopi Goldberg win for The Color Purple. I was in my house, and then she said, if you have a dream, you go for it. Don't let nobody hold you back. And I stood up and I put my crack pipe down. And I said, you're right, Whoopi. I finished to do something.
But honestly,
where's my lighter?
But Felipe, that must have felt like that when you won Last Comic Standing, right?
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was some happy. Justice right there.
There you go.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
The next day, my son's mom filed for child support, but it's all good. I'm still the winner.
Everybody came out of the woodwork to get a little bit of cheese, huh, fool?
And every winner that won Last Comic Standing, they always said, yeah, my season was the best. Or somebody that said, yeah, my season was the worst. Yeah, this season was the worst Last Comic Standing,
bro. You think
bro.
So? You think
yeah,
so?
They got to drive themselves on a tour.
They have to drive themselves?
No.
Be like, what?
No, that's what Jimmy Schumer said. Schumer said
that, like, they were taking buses.
They were taking buses.
And their buses were breaking down, and then they were, like, having to take shuttle
vans. Really?
Yeah, the buses break down when you get the cheap ones. When the, you know, the let's cut the cost.
Wow.
But there
wasn't
a holding deal this time.
There's no holding deal?
They let him go. The holding deal don't mean nothing. By the way, if you are listening, man, a holding deal is something that a great, lucky comic used to get in the early 90s.
Oh, my God. I had like 5 of them.
Take us through one of your development deals, by the
well,
way, for our audience.
Yeah, you get a development deal.
We never
deal,
got one.
Or a holding deal, right? And a holding deal is they'll give you a small
money not to work, like
yeah, chunk of money to sit put. And sometimes they'll give you a holding
100,000?
Deal. It all depends, but sometimes they'll give you a holding deal if they're developing a show that has someone that's similar to you. So they'll give you a holding deal just to keep you off the market. You know what I mean? Sometimes they do that. But I've had development deals. Yeah, it's a really fucked up thing. Yeah.
Interesting you said about that because how they get like just say the Fox is grooming someone for the next big thing, so they're gonna give Rodrigo Torres a development deal for what? $57,000,
something like that,
for a whole year,
yeah,
and that's just to keep him cold, right?
Right.
But they're not really telling him that. That's just a holding deal without a development deal behind it, huh?
Right. And then what happens is, like, you'll go on the road because you're not doing anything. And then they'll say, no, we need you to come back. And to, they'll have you read for stuff. And where you have no, like, during one of my holding deals, I had to read for friends. This is how old I am. I had to read for friends. And then to find out years later in some fucking documentary or whatever that they were going to give the part that I was auditioning for at Network to Lisa Kudrow the whole time. And you're like, why did you fucking even do that to me? Like, why even go through that whole process? It's a weird thing. Yeah.
We got to make it look like it's we gave you something.
Right. Exactly.
So you were up for a Lisa Kudrow role, huh?
I'm not saying that, but I did go audition for it.
Rodrigo was up for the role of
Spanky in the New Rascals.
He was up for the role of John Goodman in the John Goodman movie.
In fucking, what's that one where you, this fool said John Goodman. That one where the fool on your shirt, John Turturro.
John Turturro, the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, no, that other one, fool, where him and that other fool?
Walter. Barton Fink?
No, you said fucking Dick. It's right in my head, dude. It's
the Big Lebowski.
That one they do that country song.
Oh, brother, we're out now. Yeah.
Fucking there's Rodrigo, dog. Come on,
this. There's Rodrigo.
Fuck, after a buffet and shit.
So you got five deals?
I just want to say watching you guys figure that out was fucking the best.
We don't know movies. This is about the movie podcast.
Siskel's over there. Ebo's over there.
When I was there, talking movies and blues.
When you did Last Comic Standing, a new one, did you get a holding deal or development?
I don't remember, man. Just know that it was a holding deal, not a development deal then. Okay, I didn't know that. Did they hold me back because I did read for a pilot for Fox and they were looking good, but then they found out I had that holding deal at NBC and then nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to meet people from NBC, though, people who were not going to do nothing for me.
Let me ask you this. What's been the highlight of your comedy career so far? Like, did you have a moment yet, besides Last Comic Standing, where you were just like, I fucking can't believe this?
I don't know. Oh, man, so many. I can't think of them all right now. Let's see one. I don't know. Probably when I meet comics who on the road, you know, comics that I watch on TV, and they tell me that they were rooting for me.
Yeah.
Like when I met like Bobby Collins. Really? And I met him on the road. He had just came out from working a steamship, he said.
Steamship.
He said it was hot. He said it was a cruise ship, but he told me it was a steamship because it was hot. And he said that it was, I got this half a joint I didn't smoke in Barbados or something. It was like a crimpled little joint he took out, dude, in South Carolina. And he was telling me that he was rooting for me. And then Tom Green, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's nice, another good nice, place. Good nice. Dude.
Yeah, he said.
I remember Bobby Collins back in the day when he would go on stage. He was
killer, huh?
He was killer. And then one time Mitzi Shore used to have the Comedy Store at the Old Dunes Hotel, and Bobby Collins was working across the street, and he used to open for Tom Jones all the time. So I, with a bunch of other comics, went and bought, you know how you can go in Vegas and you can get those dirty cards, like, you know, with naked women or naked men. Yeah. And so I bought a deck of cards with naked men. And we took the most egregious photo, and he used to have this bit, and the end of the bit, the punchline was, I got caca in my pants, right? And we wrote on the card, I got caca in my pants. We sent it over to his room, and I don't know, it was just hilarious. Because I was wondering, like, I asked him years later, did you ever get that card? He's like, I got some fucked up card. He said, I got caca in my pants. And I just didn't have the nerve to say that was for me.
After we smoked that joint, we're all hanging out. I don't know, remember the rest, what comics were there, but Bobby Collins was there. And everybody was showing stupid shit on their phone, right? I didn't have my phone with me. He goes, what the fuck? Everybody watching shit on their fucking phone. Back in my days, we were chasing pussy right now. We were showing Polaroids of pussy.
Like Juan Dexter.
What the fuck? You showing me a magic trick on YouTube?
It's kind of true.
I was showing him. He was tripping out because I was showing Bobby Collins this old Charlie Chaplin movie that was going viral back in 2010. It was a Charlie Chaplin movie where they kept showing the film and then they stopped the film and it looked like somebody in the movie took out an actual cell phone and was talking on the cell phone during the movie. So that went viral in 2010. So I was showing him that, nah, this fucking chick back in 1918-19-something takes out a fucking cell phone. You're fucking kidding me. You know, everybody, we just started watching it, dude. Because it went viral. It looked like this old lady takes out a cell phone during the 1920s.
That's crazy, dog.
But it went viral. People believed it in 2010. In 2015, people became ridiculous for believing that, but yeah.
Now I remember seeing that shit. Was it a shadow or some shit or what?
No, that guy. Image? It was weird because there were so many conspiracy theories because the footage was this guy is walking and he has extra, extra long shoes, by the way. They were real long, like a witch shoes. They were extra long. So they could have been a little tranny, you know, back in the 1920s on a cell phone. Caitlyn Jenner, time traveler, bro.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, man.
How about you, Felicia?
How about me? What?
You time travel?
I don't time travel. I do not.
Do you believe in it?
I think anything is possible. Anything is fucking possible, right?
I don't think that's one thing I don't think is possible, man. Because to time travel, that means that everybody else got to believe your lie that you left and came back.
But anything is possible because I remember when I was a kid and the teacher told us, I think I was in fourth grade, that one day that people are going to have these phones and they're not going to be connected to anything. You're just going to have a phone and there's no wire hanging out. And I literally couldn't envision it. I thought, oh, my God, people are going to have a phone with a telephone wire and they're going to have to carry a briefcase that has nothing but telephone wire wrapped up in it. And, you know, you would have never thought in 100 years that cell phones would have come about, right? Growing up as a kid?
I never thought that talking to somebody on a video screen was ever going to happen.
Yeah, fool?
Yeah.
Oh, you think it was going to happen, bro?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. We used to have we had Mac computers at our school when we were in the fucking elementary. And
sure, we had no computer when I was a kid. Did you have a computer when you were a kid?
No.
You know those old school? Apple had this fucking phone.
I had Coleco, bro. What I had.
I remember Coleco.
With Texas Instruments.
Where they're all, we're going to be talking to somebody on a phone, you know, pretty, you know, in the future. Uh-huh. That's the only reason I knew, just because it was at school. Not like I'm sitting there in my room like that kid with the clock inventing shit. Well, somebody told me, oh, yeah, it sounds like it can make sense.
I'm looking at him like my dad mentido.
The only thing I never thought will happen is we'll have a black president and weed will be legal.
That's true. That's
never
true,
thought
right?
that'll happen.
Never thought that would happen.
Never thought that would happen either.
Yeah.
Never that's thought crazy. Bruce Jenner would be a woman one day.
That's fucking
yeah, that's
trippy,
crazy,
dog.
Right?
I expected somebody like Bo Jackson or something, not Bruce Jenner.
Damn.
Yeah, but you know,
Dennis
weird,
Rodman. You know,
as I was telling someone, like I remember 15 years ago when I was married, my ex-husband is an entertainment manager, and we went to a big party, and I think it was at Bruce Jenner's house when. You know, years ago.
OJ was there.
No, it was after that. But I remember people saying, you know, he dresses up sometimes. And we were like,
damn.
What? Lucid. Are you fucking yeah. crazy? Like, even back then, it was kind of, people kind of knew.
He liked lotion.
Yeah.
He was probably like that and finally just said, fuck it.
So yeah. Back then, he was dressing up?
No, that back then, people. Though? No, but that back then, people would say those rumors. Like, you remember rumors that people used to say and then it kind of came true. You know what I mean? And then you wonder, wow, did other rumors come true? Like, the rumor about Richard Gere having a gerbil up his ass. Like, now that the Bruce Jenner thing has come to fruition, I'm like, Richard Gere for sure had a gerbil up his ass. You know what I mean? Like,
I read about that gerbil thing. You know who started it? So it's just a alone.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yes. I was on the internet today and I went from watching socks and my wife's page on Facebook on Lisa to 15 beefs in Hollywood. And it was 15 actors that don't get along who will never work together again. And one of them was Jamie Foxx and LL Cool J during that movie Any Given Sunday. LL Cool J kept beating up Jamie Foxx after they said cut. And when Jamie Foxx tried to sue him, well, it was the character that was trying to beat him up, not Al Al. So, Richard Gere and Sylvester Stallone started fighting in that movie Lords of Flatbush. They couldn't get along, and then Richard Gere never came back to the set. So then, on the bottom it said that Sylvester Stallone was the one that kind of pushed that Gerbil story to go viral.
How did he? You think he did that though? How did Sylvester Stallone plant the seed?
He knows people, man. Well, his mom. He probably just told the right actors, you know.
By the way, I could believe that Sylvester Stallone's mom said, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start the rumor that Richard Gere takes a gerbil up his ass. Because that is woman report. Shit that makes
sense. For real, man. Gotta back up your son.
I know. We're going to get that motherfucker back and we're going to do it by a gerbil.
That's funny. You mentioned that today. I read about it. So I was ready for this podcast. Goddamn.
Did my research.
Yeah, so that was one of the beefs.
What's another one, Paul?
Rodrigo Torres.
Who's that?
And Lee Sia, bro, can't be in the same room together laughing.
Really? Are you serious?
They can't be in the same room sweating at the same jokes. Nah.
I was just sweating.
Sweating at the same joke. Hilarious.
I forgot the rest of them. The rest of them doesn't matter, bro.
That's, you know, crazy, which though, ones fool. I hate are those slideshows you get tricked into, like a celebrity and who has the ugliest wife. It's like, really? And then you're in the middle
you
of
know
it.
Who that is?
Who, dog?
That's funny, man. I get tricked by those.
I know. You see, get tricked.
Top 10 broke actors, click. I get hacked.
Yeah. Is that what can happen if you get on that shit?
Yeah.
Is that what happens? Yeah, you get hacked?
No.
Okay.
There's some other stupid links that you might touch on the way to that link, right, while that link is loading.
Yeah.
One time I went to one called, yeah, that was a good one, man. Celebrity as Ugly as Wives.
Right.
Paul Hogan's there. You know? Paul Hogan is there. That dude fucking, what's his name? Wolverine.
Hackman,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, and then the Pierce Brosnan. He's all, his wife is all, and it's just like, damn, that is some cold blooded.
Are they
shit,
really
man.
Ugly though?
Dude, Pierce, James Bond's wife, yeah. She's like 007.
She's actually 700 pounds.
Yeah, but still.
The initial T at his lady.
Yeah,
number one.
I've seen that one, dog. I was like, fuck, dog.
For real. Sometimes, right there, dude, dog. Sometimes I click to something and like it just shows up, fool. Like, I just like, oh shit, what did it say? The one, 5 ways to fight all the fat. And I go over there. I thought it would be like, okay, eat these fruits, you know, or join this gym, do a couple of push ups. Nah, man, I'm a fucking doctor. I gotta read this fucking 5 pages of this doctor survey. Fuck that shit, dude. I give up.
Or no, if you're a woman, it's what men want in a woman, and then you're like, well, okay, click, and then before you know it.
Oh man, you're a woman, man. These fucking badass fucking shoes show up. Like when my wife sees these fucking shoes that show up, you click, you never see those fucking same shoes again.
They just to get your ass in there?
Yeah, get your ass in there to look at other stupid ass shoes.
That's why I always freak out on those little things. I don't like fucking with them, dude.
Speaking of that, bro, remember that comedian that said he fucking died, that he survived 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
While he was going, while the conversation was going viral, fucking Buffalo Gold Wings showed up and shit for a free ad.
Are you serious?
On Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, because it was trending. So Buffalo Gold Wings showed up.
Wow.
So you're a 9/11 survivor too?
I did survive 9/11 across the country, but I survived it. That is crazy. Do you have, like, it made me think when that psychotic whole thing happened with that guy, the comedian that said he was at 9/11 in the buildings. It made me think of a Louis C.K. bit. Louis used to have this joke about, remember, you know, sometimes you'll take someone's story and co-opt it as your own. And as you're telling the story, in the middle of telling the story to the person, right, you realize, oh, this is the person that story actually happened to. And that whole story about that guy in 9/11 reminded me of that.
Tell us what happened to the guy from 9/11, bro.
No, well, he didn't. He fucking lied about working for Merrill Lynch. He lied about, you know, being, you know, narrowly escaping, we'll put it in quotes, the tower before he fell.
Yeah, that's
totally
pretty,
made it up. But it's like, fuck, dude. But I think the whole thing that pissed a lot of people off is it was 9/11, right? Because it's such a touchy subject and shit.
Well, of course it's a touchy subject. But then it's also like, how many fucking times did he tell that story?
Yeah, there's like video of that dude like really laying it down. Like,
and Mark Maron, huh?
Yeah.
And Larry King live.
Is that fucking nuts?
That's
one of those, like, you know, if I tell these stories, they'll like me more. They'll have like sympathy for me. Huh?
Yeah.
You're like, you know. You are a survivor of one of the world's, or, you know, U.S.'s biggest tragedies. Crazy, dog.
Some guys just imagine somebody telling that to some girl. Yeah, and your husband died in Iraq. So did my dad.
Yeah.
Let's get naked.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like,
this one's for him.
Semper Fi. Hoorah!
But the first time he told that story, like, you're like, that must have been fucked up.
That felt good.
But I know, right?
Dude, I couldn't lie. Like, just a little.
Remember the first, time he told somebody he survived 9/11? Hey, man, I'm like a new comic who just got from New York. Talk to me, bro.
Hey, man, so you survived from 9/11, dude.
Oh, yeah, bro, man. All my friends, you know, yeah, we all. I really want to get into it right now, man, but yeah, man. That's probably how I first started.
Yeah.
Then he made more friends.
Then every time he has to embellish it a little bit more. Talks about what pictures were actually on his desk.
I'm glad I never lied like that, man, because my lie would have been totally different. I would have lied and said I was a fireman, at least. You know what I mean?
What's the biggest lie that you ever told? Because I'll tell you the biggest lie I ever told. When my parents got divorced and I was in fourth grade, I told my fourth grade teacher, when she was asking for volunteer parents to come on a field trip, she looked at me and I said, my father can't come because my father died last week. My father didn't die, right? And then the next day I come into the classroom and there's my father sitting with the teacher looking at me. And he says to me, why are you telling people that I died? You know, but I was in fourth grade. You know what I mean? But as an adult, when you do that, you know.
I know. I can't remember as an adult. Like, I started going through all my lies as an adult, but I don't have one that many, man.
To me, I couldn't, like.
Relationships don't count. You know what I mean?
Well, I can't lie.
Relationships
because
don't count because I didn't lie to. I just lied to save the relationship. So that lie was needed. I didn't lie to get no goddamn show.
Yeah. But to me, too many people are too critical around me to bust out a lie like that, because even on the truth, it'd be
no,
because
you're out here with us.
Yeah.
But if you start a new life in Toronto.
Fool. Who the fuck does that? Dude, like, obviously cut the fucking shit off right there and they go all across the country and they're a whole new person with a whole new act.
I bet that fool J-Rock was, damn, I should have said that. Because we knew a guy that used to lie.
That was the biggest liar right there.
Really?
This guy lied. He lied that he had an Honest Wagner card.
He had an Honest Wagner card?
Yes, he lied.
I know. I dated a guy that had the Honest Wagner card.
It's J-Rock.
There's only like two or three, dude.
No, I dated this guy before I got married who had one of the biggest baseball card collectors. It was Honus Wagner, right? One of the biggest baseball card collections of all time. And he had that.
It's rare. That one came out
of Wayne Gretzky
eventually bought
that.
Came out of a cigarette box, back.
Wow, that's wild. That's wild. Interesting.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a hard card, bro. Very thin. It came out of the back of the cigarettes.
Yeah, it's a very boring looking card.
Yeah. Yeah, so that one worth around $109,000, but that guy said he had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't lie to us that he was a UFC fighter. We see him get knocked out on YouTube.
He got knocked out hard. That's funny, man. Fools be lying.
Remember when he was trying to get with that waitress chick? And those other two fools that we knew told him, hey, man, that guy's married. And then the chick tells the guy.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to pick up on his waitress. And but then somebody said, he's married, though. And she didn't know he was married with kids. He said, they're trying to sabotage me.
Those motherfuckers.
Those motherfuckers.
Crazy. But I heard some shit too about that fool that lied. They told that lie that like all these other comics, because he pulled him to the side and he already told him that he lied. So everybody kind of kept it hush hush. And now that the show's doing kind of good, it fucking came out.
Right.
But even like, you know, some people we know fucking busted out a little thing on Facebook and some dude got all fucking belligerent. I was like, you know, chime in. I was like, nah, it's already 2 days after. But it's like, don't kick a man when it, while he's down. I'm like, he kicked himself, fool. You know what I mean? He started the fucking chaos. It's funny how people get all small after they do big ass shit.
It's funny how people lie about stuff, because I'm going to be completely honest. My father growing up told tall tales. Like my dad would say.
How tall was
they? They were pretty fucking tall. Like my dad would say, I went to school with Sally Fields, right? He'd be like.
All right.
Right? All right. My dad used to say that when I
thought
was
you were dead.
I did it for a faucet.
I know. But he used to say that and we would believe it. And then as you grow up as an adult, you're like, yeah, Sally Fields used to tape The Flying Fucking Nun, and then would take a prop jet to fucking Stockton, where everyone is picking fruit, you know what I mean, and go to high school. Like, you actually went out with Sally Fields and went to high school with her.
He's all, you want me to tell Sally if you want to be in Punchline?
But here's the difference. Here's the difference.
He probably was thinking about Mrs. Fields, the cookies.
Yeah, he might have been thinking about that. But here's the difference. When my dad used to tell those tall tales.
Fucking lying, dad.
He used to have like a glimmer in his eye. So you'd be like, oh, dad's kind of fucking with us. We kind of believe him, but we kind of don't, but it's kind of fun. But then my brother grew up to be a pathological liar because. No, because my dad would tell these lies to get people on his side while he was drinking, like, ha ha, funny, funny. But then my brother used to think that's how you get friendship, is you lie to people. And I think that's how it fucking starts. I'm totally serious, by the way.
Well, it starts somewhere.
One of your brother's lies.
Oh, he would lie. Oh, one time, this is so dumb, because my brother had me rent him a car. So I rented him a car, right? And he drove it past the mileage that it was supposed to do. So then he kept it longer than he said he was going to keep it. And then he was kind of a mechanic. So then he went and he tried to undo the mileage. But then he broke the
speedometer.
So then the car company, when they got the car back, they were going to take him to jail for like breaking the law to try to break the speedometer. He'd be like, why the fuck didn't you just tell me you need the car for 3 days longer? Like, why make this whole drama when you could just fucking bite the bullet and tell me the truth? But he lied about everything. When my mother died, I had to send him money. This is fucking low. When my mother died, I had to send him money to come to the funeral. At the funeral, the whole time we're at the fucking funeral, every time the door would open in the back, everyone would turn around and see if it was my brother. He never showed up at the funeral.
Damn.
I know. He would fucking lie about everything. It'd be like, why do you even put that drama in your life? Is this too fucking real? Can we go back to other
things? He wanted
things?
That money.
He probably can't. Money, I thought he was going to come with his own will.
My brother Angel, he used to lie a lot too, man.
Really?
He's a liar. He's probably lying right now somewhere in Mexico.
What's the biggest lie he ever told you?
Oh, man. So many. Well, he lied to the cops and stayed out with him.
Oh, what a dick.
Oh, dude. Oh, when he was like, when me and my brother Angel, we didn't see each other for a while. I was like being a comic. The first 10 years of comedy, I didn't go home a lot. And my brother was a crackhead. Like, he was pumping gas barefoot, you know, with dirty sweats, looking dirty. And then, like, a while back, I saw some people at a comedy show. And he goes, wow, man, we thought you were dead. I said, what do you mean? You thought I was dead? No, we thought you died. For many years, we thought you were fucking dead. And why? We saw your brother one time in the rain at a gas station. He told us you died.
Oh,
how much money you gave him? Oh, fuck. My brother would probably say, yo, how's your brother Felipe? Oh, man. My brother put a little sad, crack face, sad face. My brother's dead, man. He's dead, man. Can we do anything to help you? Yeah, man. I just need a place to stay, man. You got any money? They probably gave him $100, smoked it all up. Fucking lie, motherfucker, huh? Imagine, bro, you walk around thinking that someone is dead, but the whole time they're not dead because the brother lied.
Fuck, especially when they see you go, what the fuck? What's going on here, dude?
We got duped.
Another survivor.
Why do you, other than drugs, do you think there was any reason that would make that made him be such a liar like that?
Just drugs.
Or to get out of trouble, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But lies usually get you in more trouble. Dude. You got to lie to get out of that fucking lie.
I remember a time I lied to get laid, bro, in Monterey.
What'd you say, fool?
I was like, it was the millennium, bro. It was about to be 2000.
Oh, Y2K.
And I told Gabriel Iglesias, see that chick over there, man? I'm going to pretend I'm all loaded that I want to kill myself in 2000. And hopefully she'll give me some. So
you're fucking lying.
Nah, dog.
And I know then, you told me a story that you made out with a chick.
But then I started acting like this, like, I had an empty bottle and I broke it outside. Then I was like angry. I don't know, man. And then we started making out, bro. We had sex, bro. It worked so well. She wanted me to move in, and she was giving me the keys to her Mustang.
Fuck. So fucking laid the right pipe that night.
She was telling Gabriel, your brother, aren't you worried about your friend? He's over there being suicidal. And I was going, I worked it, dog. And then it worked out, bro. She ended up being a stalker for the next 3 days. She showed up I should have pretended I was going to die the next year. She showed up from Friday all the way to Sunday, bro, trying to save my life.
God damn.
Awesome. Man, so we hit it off. I came back 2 years later. I found her number, and I said, hey, man, I'm going to be in town, man. I'm going to try to pretend to kill myself again if you want to hang out.
K-I-T.
And I didn't tell her all that, but she said, yeah. So she was going to show up to hang out, and then I didn't hear from her again. I said, what the fuck? She just lied to me, and 3 days later when I was back home, she told me she was buzzed when I called her, and she was on her way out, and she bumped her head somewhere, and she fell unconscious, bro, and didn't wake up till the next day.
Oh, wow.
Fuck, dog.
I wonder when you won last Comic fucking Standing, wall. If she was in Monterey going, I've saved that guy's life.
I knew him at his worst. I held him.
If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be at Last Comic Standing winning right now.
I'm sure there's some people out there going.
They probably, I don't know. I don't think they remember, man.
I think they remember. Imagine. Really well.
I think, oh, dude, I knew that fool. I partied. Yeah. I hung out with that fool.
They love those stories. Yeah, I hung out with that guy. Yeah.
Dude, everybody I'm wants sure. to be part of that little fucking
gen. They want a little story.
Yeah, fool.
You got any stories?
Stories? I have lots of stories. What stories do you want to know?
You ever got your heart broken?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
No,
I recently, like about 3 years ago, I had my heart broken. First time in my life.
Damn.
Yeah. It was terrible.
You were dating or what?
Pardon?
You were dating?
We dated for about a year and a half, yeah. But it just didn't happen. And but it was, that was the first time ever. Did you ever?
A comic?
No. Please. Please.
She's all please.
Then he gets you. Let's go home and write.
That's what you want to call it, sure.
No, we're doing voiceovers now.
Yeah. Have you ever been in love, Rodrigo?
I've never been in love. I never got my heart broken. No, I've been like kind of like tiptoe, tap dance on it and shit, but nothing like to the point where, you know, you want to kill somebody or get revenge. None of that shit.
Yeah.
Little.
I know. That doesn't define if you've ever been in love.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Like, it's a rite of passage.
Oh, yeah. But like,
how about like a rite of passage, though, as a man or a woman to get your heart broken?
He had more crushes than being in love. Stalking fools, right?
Yeah. Fools. No, I never stalked anybody.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever stalked any. I've been stalked once when I was younger, but have you ever been stalked?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I have the same people show up at the same show, but nah.
Yeah. That's kind of like stalking.
How many times in a row?
Well, I did a one show and I met a lesbian couple, and then they went to my show. Like, I had a show all week, Monday through Friday, at different places in LA, and they went to every single show.
Oh, wow. Wow.
From Monday all the way to Saturday.
Yeah, that's weird.
I thought, and that was weird because one of the lesbians looked like me.
Oh, right.
I thought if they break up, man, I'm going to get a phone call. Felipe, put on the bra.
It's like that song, they just can't get enough, dog.
Wow.
They were addicted, bro.
Wow. Did you start comedy in Denver? That's where you started?
Or... I started in Colorado, and Denver was one of the first places I ever did it. Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's, in fact, when I went back and headlined there. That's when I met Joey for the first time.
That's right, cocksuckers. I didn't want the he-he's and the ha-ha's.
Over them bold.
The first time I saw you, I didn't know me. I thought when I saw you with Joey Coco Diaz, I thought that you knew him from your days in Colorado because he said he lived in Colorado at one time.
I didn't first meet him in Colorado, but it literally I was working at the Comedy Works and he was the opener. This is so long ago. And he was killer. And I remember when the club owner, you know, when the club owner pays you, you're chit-chatting. And I said, oh, that opener guy, Joe, he's really funny. You should throw him more work. And I guess apparently he did, and that and I didn't know that Joey had just fucking got out of prison. You know what I mean? So that was the first time ever. But he was always very funny from the beginning. Always a natural born storyteller for sure.
Yeah, man. So when I saw you with him, it was that day that Joey took off and left you at the ice house by yourself.
Oh yeah! Oh, when they got in that fight?
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Because I saw you. I said, okay. Yeah. Hey, oh shit! Felicia Michaels. I haven't seen her since TV.
Right.
And he goes, "Oh, you're here with Joe Diaz? I just saw him leave right now with another guy."
Oh yeah.
The helicopter was out.
Yes, that what happened was I'm just gonna, you know, Jeff Valdez, right?
Yeah.
So I guess Joey and Jeff don't like each other, and more so from Joey's side. And so Jeff is actually the guy I met when I was 19 or 18 years old in a strip joint that was a comedian. That's how I became a comic. And we lived together for about a year, and then I split to California. And he was not a pleasant.
You were open micing.
I was, you could say that, yeah. And but he was never that swell of a guy. And I guess Joey had a pretty big beef with him about Marilyn. I don't know exactly what went down. She was a very funny comedian that was very beloved. And so Joey and I are smoking a big fat joint and we're driving to the ice house, right? I'm in my fucking car, right? And we get to the ice house and we, you know how when you go into the ice house, you can pull to the parking structure or you can go right into the back.
The alley.
Yeah. And the only reason I would go into the alley is because I'm with Joey Diaz. Never in my whole life have I ever parked in the alley, right? But I go and I park in the alley right in front of the fucking entrance. And then I go in and I see Jeff Valdez there and I'm all like, oh, fuck, Joey hates Jeff Valdez. And I go to look for Joey and I'm like, and I can see in his face he knows Jeff's in the club. You know when Joey gets that fucking face on, right? And I was like, oh, fuck. And then Jeff and Joey, like, something happens and there's a scuffle and someone spits on someone. And I don't know what happened, but some shit went down. And then I was like, oh, shit, I need to go get my second drink. I don't need to witness this.
Too much testosterone.
I know,
right? Want to talk to no cops?
And then the cops come.
The
right?
Cops in a helicopter showed up.
The cops come,
over
right?
Spit.
Over, yes. Well, I think that they got into a scuffle. And then, and I'm just going to fucking say, because fuck it. So then Rudy Moreno comes up to me, right? Because Joey leaves. I don't know where the fucking Joey is. And Rudy.
Exit stage left.
Yes, I didn't know, right?
And the sweep.
And Rudy Moreno comes over and he's like, don't say shit to the cops. And I'm all like, I'm not going to fucking say anything to the cops. Just because I'm white doesn't mean I don't know what to do, Rudy. And meanwhile.
Don't say shit to the cops. I'll wrap these band-aids around you.
Like that, right?
And then
fucking Shane was like, well, I saw everything.
Shane?
And Joey started it. And I was like, look at this motherfucker. I'm going to just call him out right now. Like, fucking Shane.
Carratas, eh?
I was all like.
The war. You're for the people.
And Rudy didn't say shit to that motherfucker, but he says it to me. And like, you're saying it to the wrong person here. And then I walk outside and Jeff Valdez is standing out there with the cops. And he's all like, and then I don't know what happened, sir, but I was all like,
that's hilarious. Right?
And then he got super white. And and by the way, Jeff Valdez is one of those guys that when he's talking to you like, and then anyway, I went and did this, and then I was on San Vicente Boulevard. Like every time he says a Hispanic word, he overdoes it, and you're like, dude, fucking relax, right?
Yeah. So his name was Jose Diaz.
I know, yes.
He was saying the camera, not Joey Diaz, Jose Diaz.
And then, so Jeff is standing there with the cops, and my car is right there, and there's weed in my car, right? And it smells like, you know, because it's Joey's weed, so it's fucking reeks. And Jeff goes, she knows Joey. She came here with Joey, right? And
fuck.
Everybody's all spilling the beans that night.
Carratas everywhere.
And I was like, I did not see anything, sir. And I do not know if this Jose Diaz.
Fucking helicopter.
It's my girl, bro.
I don't know. But maybe you want to go talk to Shang. He had information, but I do not know anything, sir. And so,
wow, dude.
I know. And then the cops left, and I went and got my car, and I was driving. I called because my cell phone was in my car, so I couldn't call Joey. And then I called Joey, and he's like, "I fucking got out of there." And I was like, "Text the bitch."
What happened, Joey? What happened to Rogelio?
I had to fucking smack that fucking cocksucker. You know what I'm saying? It's for Maryland. Because I was there at the Comedy Store during Maryland's wake when he fucking went up there and said a couple words. Because you were on the road because Rick Ramos read your statement.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of comics that were there. And then Jeff Valdez was.
You were there though.
I was there. And he's all, bro, I should throw a fucking chair at you right now, you fucking cocksucker. You embarrassed us. You embarrassed us. And that's when he got off and he just walked away. And fucking dude, Jeff Valdez was sitting there going, "Fuck, is he gonna throw a chair at me?" Yeah, he got all that.
With his wife, huh?
Yeah, fool. He was fucking dude. Like, you know when that fool Joey Diaz gets into it? And little spit starts flying.
Starts shaking his keys.
Hell yeah, little fucking. I was like, fuck, it's going to go down right now, dog. Hell yeah. Then Mondo went up after him, dude. And then before that, I guess fucking Ludovica showed everybody her body.
Did Ludovica take her clothes off before Joe Diaz or after?
After, dog.
All right, she calmed everybody down.
Yeah, and then Mondo went on. And Mondo says something funny. He's like, hey, man, fucking, I know it got a little hectic right now, but I was thinking to myself earlier when I seen Ludovica, I'm like, damn, she got old, eh? But then she got naked, eh? All the old went away. Everybody died, because it was tense.
Was it really that tense?
I think Gabriel went up after her, but it was weird. You know, he kind of laughed it off, but Mondo was the one that got everybody back to and Ludo actually, you know, fucking dude, she looked fucking great, dog. But yeah, dude, that's what went down for.
I wish you got butt naked.
Yeah,
I was sitting at the wherever I was at my show, Trevor, and then when I heard everything that went, all the chaos that went down. All right, man, this is the way Marilyn Martinez would have liked this to go down.
Wow. She must have been, I never got to meet her, but she must have been pretty fantastic if she had people on her side.
Oh, yeah. She's from Denver, right, Felipe?
Yeah.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she was from Denver.
Old school hippie and shit, too.
Wow.
She's a mi veterana.
I got this ring from sucking cock. Remember?
So what's up, fool? Give us some Joey Diaz, bro.
Bro, we're just fucking sitting here relaxing. Fucking this fucking piece of shit from fucking Colorado Springs showed up. I got flashbacks. I smacked that motherfucker so hard, the cops came.
So how did you take off, bro?
Like in a fucking sweep with Rick Ramos inside the fucking white fucking Bullet. The same one that had Felipe, you know what I'm saying? When he threw the cigarette out. That one. Out of there like a fucking Comanche. Yeah, I heard about that one too, though, Felicia. Like, that was more information too, because I didn't hear that fucking that one part about homeboy spilling his beans. I'm like, damn. Am I supposed to say that shit for another comic to get arrested? It depends who's the comic.
Crazy. Yeah.
I saw everything. Give me a guest spot.
but I will say this, and that Jan saw everything, and Joey still goes back to the ice house, and I was like, fucking Jan is Jams in my book. That's the booker of the ice house. And I was like,
that's Jam, awesome. Bro, from Igby's.
Yeah, that's some old school shit where he was just like, whatever. Yeah, I thought that was pretty
sometimes,
cool.
Sometimes, man, when you're like, fucking, you get to that point when you know what? I didn't see shit, even though you saw everything. Especially if you know the two people you know fight, you didn't see shit.
Yeah.
Later on, man, you don't want to rat one out, then they're friends again. You're the asshole.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Right. But I also think sometimes, too, when you know two different personalities and you know the backstory and you know that shit goes down, sometimes, it's like when you have three or four boys. If you're a mom and you have three or four boys, sometimes you just got to let them boys beat the shit out of each other because they got to figure that shit out. You know what I mean? And that's how I thought Jan looked at that night, you know? Rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Because it wasn't the first encounter, dog.
No.
It wasn't, huh?
No.
Hell no. That shit's been brewing for months.
Months! Everybody has a problem with somebody named Jeff. They're cocksuckers.
I forgot about that. Though.
Fucking Jeffs.
Wow, you do a good Joey, by the way.
What the fuck, Doc? The fucking they clue me in this shit, Doc. A fucking last question, Doc.
What's that? Who's that?
That's another Jeff. Oh, yeah. Another cocksucker.
You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck, Doc? I fucking do fucking voiceovers, Doc.
Who is that?
Make more money than you, Doc. Always. Who gives a fuck? We'll fix your teeth.
So what's up, fool?
Chilling right here.
Give any shout outs?
Shout out to Petra Ibarra and Joe Rodriguez out there in Texas, man. You guys got your Yeah Man shirts.
Oh, they got for supporting. You sent it to them?
Yeah, full on like fucking, you know, mail order and shit. So shout out to you guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Keep shining and thank you so much.
Shout out to Mellow Man Ace, bro. He listened to the podcast.
Oh,
bro.
Really?
He might be a guest.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Shout out to Mellow Man Ace.
He broke a rib laughing at the podcast.
Really?
The special.
Well, yeah. Shout out to him because fucking he's a badass motherfucker as far as breaking it down with Latinos and rap in back in the day, because he was on the Cypress Hill record, fool. The first one, dude. So I fool's been down for days. Oh. Cubans. Respect.
Oh, look out for the web series called The Shop. First episode is October 5th, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Later on, we'll tell you guys where to find it, people. Shout out to Birdman over there. Chilling out there on his beach cruiser with his lady, Lady Bird. Rory and his wife over there in Washington. What's up, fool? Our listeners from La Florida Bakery. I don't know your name, bro, yeah. But La Florida Bakery and La Puente. La Flor de Jalisco Bakery. What's up, fool? Right now you're in Mexico eating real tacos, real sesos, real lenguas. Gonna come back with real runs in America. All right, man. You have any dates coming up?
FeliciaMichaels.net. I'm doing a one-woman show here in Hollywood November 7th at the Oh My Ribs Theater. And watch me on the MILF code, which is at TRadioV.com.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me at Felicia Michaels.
I'm going to say you look the same age as you did when I saw you. When I was, and I would say when I saw you when I was little, but older in high school or like most people would say, I was in my first year of college. I was in my fucking third year out of fucking high school, all right?
Well, thank you. That's very kind. And
I've always been a big fan.
And thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, you're awesome.
And right I can still remember
I can still remember the episode, too, on Full House. It was something. There was something to do with your dirty comedy episode, right?
That's right, where I made...
What?
Yeah, wow.
Uncle Jesse?
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
They were offended by your comedy.
Yes. Yeah.
And I really thought... Okay, this is me not being like, when you're just somebody watching television, you know, a guy from White Home. I thought they were going to give you your own show, a spinoff or something. Is that when you got your deal?
By the way, I had a deal. I had a deal, motherfucker. I had a deal.
Oh, see, that's how. See, man, I know it. I knew it then,
right,
man.
Right.
What's up?
That's
so
right.
That was just a holding deal then. You got it?
I had a development deal with a guy that was one of the creators of Full House. That's exactly what I had, yeah.
So back then, who was getting your rose? When you were when people say, oh, this motherfucker's taking all my roles.
What do you mean by that?
Who was stealing all your leading roles? When you were reading for something, who was your competing female actress?
Right. Well, then it was different because I can't even... Because
Rodrigo was losing all his roles to Steven Seagal.
I'm working on that ponytail.
I can't say it was like some lame ass actress, I'm sure. I can't tell you specific names, but yeah.
Yeah, some lame ass actress.
Yeah, yeah. It was different then because there weren't that many women comics. So
not that many.
Yeah, I remember I went against Jenny McCarthy. Oh my God. I auditioned for The Mask for the Cameron Diaz part.
What?
And I remember sitting in the audition room and seeing Cameron Diaz go in, and she was a fine piece of fucking meat. And I was all like, oh, great, great.
What was she wearing?
Like she had one of those, and now people are wearing them again with like a really tight pencil skirt, like a lycra kind of pencil skirt with a little like top like that.
Was she pretty?
Oh, shit, man.
Big eyes.
Off the hook, off the hook. Off, beautiful, stunning. Yeah, off the hook. Yeah.
Props.
Yeah, yeah. And then me. And then me.
That could have been you, man, with that cum stain on Something About Mary.
Well,
I could have had a cum stain, but it wasn't on something about Mary.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird.
You ever auditioned to something that, and someone else got it and they became a big star, Rodrigo?
Fuck no.
I stood on the same bench as Forrest Gump.
Oliver Platt got it, you know?
Jason Alexander, Costanza, he says he loses all his roles to Oliver Platt.
Now?
Back in the days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, the times I did audition once was Lisa Kudrow and friends, but then they said from the beginning they knew where they were going to cast her, so I was brought in because I had a deal just to fill up space while they were auditioning other people, and then I remember the Cameron Diaz thing, and that was about it. Yeah,
she got a call from her agent and said, they're going in a different direction.
Jenny McCarthy. I remember one time I had at the time I had a boyfriend who was sending me out on stuff. He was like my agent or something. And I would be terrible at auditioning. And then he'd be like, what did you do wrong in the room?
Like, I used to get that too.
Yeah, right. That's the worst.
What the fuck? Did you piss somebody off on the way in?
That's exactly right.
When I had my first agency, Armando Cosio hooked me up. It was called, if anybody out there and you think you have a chance of being an actor, you do have a chance, motherfucker. All that's stopping you is, like Viola Davis said, opportunity. Okay? So if you want to be an actor, go to a place called Alvarado Ray. And they hire every Latino actor out there, whether you speak Spanish, whether you're Samoan who looks Mexican, they book you. So they used to send me to go read, but then back then when I didn't give a fuck about nothing, and I would just show up high, dude, like super stoned, bro. And I didn't even read the sides. I'm reading them in front of the person annihilated, too. And I'm just reading, bro. And I'm just reading, like, tonight.
That's awesome.
September 24th. Were you there? Yeah. Now waiting for the person to respond. All right. Good. We're going to get through this.
By the way, that's when you're most likely to get a part. Like when I auditioned.
I didn't get it. Oh, they ratted me out. Said that I was high, but.
Oh, really?
They said I smelled like it.
Well, when I auditioned for Full House, literally, because I am the worst actress on the planet. Literally the next day I was going on a 3-week vacation. So when I was like, what the fuck? I have to go fucking audition for this piece of shit, right? I go in and I'm just like, blah, blah, because I had to go home and pack. And because I didn't give a shit, that's why I got it. It's like if you go in an audition and you don't give a shit, that's when you usually get it. But when you go in there prepared and sweaty and wearing your perfect outfit, you never get it. But when you're just like, take this, bitches, I'm out of here, that's when you usually get it.
I gotta start giving this shit because the other way is not working for me.
Well, that's
I go
just
in
my
there,
thing.
Man. Sometimes I get cocky just to fuck around. I want to weigh out. I got it. Or I see somebody famous walk in, I rip my script in front of them. But sometimes, man, like I'm in the auditioning room and I start seeing like actors that I used to see in movies growing up. And I thought these motherfuckers were rich. I said, you serious, bro? You were a 48 hours with Eddie fucking Murphy. Then I started thinking about it. Okay, that's the last time I saw him on something. The last time I saw him working with a raw deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger and James Belushi.
I said a raw deal.
Then I think about that episode of Seinfeld when Kramer's talking to that old lady. When Kramer moves to Hollywood to be an actor, and that fool's on Murphy Brown, right, just typing. And some old lady, he's talking to an old lady in the apartment. He goes, how are you? And she goes, how do you think I am? I haven't worked in 34 years. I was in the Three Stooges. It was a curly.
God damn.
So what's up, fool?
Chilling, huh?
Right here with Felicia Michaels in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Porn name, by the way.
It is a porn name.
Yeah, there is a Felicia. I don't know her last name is Michaels, though, but she is a porn star.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
She only did lesbian porn, though. I think her last name was Michaels.
I
saw her dancing one time at...
I don't dig on that. You got to do more than just lesbian porn.
I know, like dogs. Bestiality.
Kennel porn.
Damn. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. I was going to add real quick, Felicia, you were one of the first ones to start actually, you know, being a girl and be blue, right?
Back in the day? Well, I mean, you can say it in the new school of comedy, I was one of the first girl comics to be blue. When you start really understanding comedy, you understand that there were a lot of women that was hugely filthy, like Moms Mabley. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was amazingly filthy and disgusting. And then there was a lot of Jewish songstresses back in the day that were very filthy and disgusting. And now my son, who's really into skateboarding, he loves this. I can't remember her name, but she was some old blues singers from like the 20s and 30s that skateboarders love to put their videos to that sang some of the raunchiest shit. And so when people ask that question, you were one of the original ones, which, by the way, is awesome because I'm actually having people come up to me and go, yeah, the whole Amy Schumer thing, how does that make you feel when you were one of the first people of this generation of comedy that got dirty? I'm happy for it. You know, like that's wonderful. Like just that we are able to talk just like men talk and make jokes just like men make and the same topic matter. I mean, it's pretty fantastic. But the reality is that women were always just as dirty as you men, and did a lot of comedy and also other variety of types of entertainment that involved a lot of hugely filthy things like Moms Mabley. By the way, it's amazing if you think about Moms Mabley that she was mentioned in Barack Obama's first address to the nation when he became president. I mean, yeah, that was pretty fucking amazing.
What did he say?
Know? He just mentioned her. But for someone who was counterculture and who struggled and who had like a crazy life, but who played Carnegie Hall as an old woman comedian, I mean, that's pretty amazing that he mentioned her and how much she brought to the culture of African Americans through her humor. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
I know one. I only know one Moms Mabley joke.
Yeah.
She said that. So the police pulled me over, and they said, "Didn't you see that red light?" I said, "Yeah," but I thought the red light was for colored people. It's We got everything for us, so I thought that white green light was for white people and red light was for colored people.
I have a live album, live at Sing Sing Prison.
Yeah.
What is this amazing Jewish songstress stuff?
Like burlesque type shit, right?
Too? It was because I got to interview David Drozen. You know David Drozen,
yeah,
right? He was one of the first guys that recorded Richard Pryor back in the day. Him and his dad. And his dad, if I remember correctly, had, I want to say, like an electronic store, meaning record players at the time, and he sold records outside of his establishment, and that he did a lot of black acts, and then he did a lot of Jewish songstresses that were like in the Catskills and, you know, banged at the piano and talked about their pussy. I mean, it's pretty amazing, like, when you start
to find these tapes.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You can look them up. You can look them up on the internet. It's pretty awesome.
Because when you really think about it, man, like, people, like, you think about comedy and, like black comedy, you know, like Richard Pryor, the lady, Mom Mabley, and then, like, Uncle Leroy. Uncle Leroy, yeah, and then Aunt Esther.
Yeah, and Skillet.
But when you go back, think about one of the last white female dirty comic besides that was out there really openly dirty and accepted.
Was who?
None, right?
Yeah.
None. Like an Eddie Murphy type of white woman where she just dirty without, right, just that one lady from the roast.
Yeah, the closest it got was Phyllis Diller not wanting to be in the kitchen and shit, right?
Oh,
yeah.
God, but there's someone else. Oh, and I can't remember her
Who's
name.
The one from the roast, fool?
That lady that married the black, she likes black dick.
Oh, Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah.
And she came.
Yeah, there was someone else, though, around Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers' time, and I can't remember her name. God, that drives me crazy. But she was pretty big, too, at the time. I mean, I'm so happy for women that they can now, and for Amy Schumer, absolutely happy for her. So it's a weird thing. Like, Lisa Ann Walters wrote some stupid things. She's looking to do a set somewhere around town because she's doing a TV taping, and she's like, "You can thank me for being able to show your titties and doing comedy," or Felicia Michaels. And I'm like, fuck, man, if that's the only thing I brought to comedy, Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Jeez.
But, yeah, man.
Yeah. But the women that are in comedy now are very fortunate to be in comedy now. As we are, by the way. I mean, comedy has changed so much in the last 25 years. The fact that you can do this or be on YouTube or do any of that stuff, it's amazing. And how lucky that comedians are nowadays that you have other avenues, you know?
Yeah, man.
I'm so sorry to be all serious.
No, it's all good. Yeah. Hell yeah. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Well, speaking of Denver, I'm going to be the Denver Comedy Works this week, Wednesday through Saturday. And that's right, September 24th to the 26th, Comedy Works. October 8th through the 10th, Parlor Bar in Seattle with Rodrigo Torres and Marcelo Arguello. October 22nd to 25th, Levity Live in West Nyack, New York. If you guys are out there in New York, if you want to come to this show, man, we're going to hook you guys up, man. You ain't got to bring us anything. You ain't got to bring us no something to the show for us. Nothing like that, man. We're going to still give you a free ticket. Email me at fans@felipesworld.com and you'll get hooked up to my comedy show October 22nd through the 25th in New York. November 5th through the 8th, I'll be in San Antonio at the River Center Comedy Club, okay? The River Center Comedy Club, the club that got rid of the dirty condo.
Oh, my God. Thank God they got rid of that condo. I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Is there a condo?
There's no condo.
All right. Also, people, if you want to shop for stuff, go to my webpage, felipesworld.com, and we have an Amazon page there, so go through there. What's up, fool? Yeah, thank man. You, everybody, man. All Things Comedy. Our producer, Lisa Esparza.
Yay.
Our song is by Voodoo Glow School. Where are those fools right now? Where are they fighting?
They're getting taken off to do another little road trip right now. Fucking, I think, the South. All that shit. Getting ready to take off in like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, the Get Out of the House tour for a while. Voodoo Glow School. Go to their page.
Hell yeah. I'll be at
thank you, Felicia. Where are you going to be at?
Ice House, October 3rd.
With another
Chepo.
Show?
Yeah, just make fun of Chepo like we did last time. That's a little birthday show he's doing.
How old is he turning now?
32, fool.
Fuck.
Remember we used to know that fool when he was 17,
that
dog.
Fool started
who
comedy.
Are you talking
about? Juan Garcia.
He started comedy when he was 17 years old. Had he grown?
He looks 18 now.
Wow, he looked like a stubby old man now.
32.
32, the man, and nothing has changed.
And check out my Tumblr, man.
You have a Tumblr?
Yeah, Rodrigo Torres Jr.
The last guy on Tumblr.
Or the first guy, shit. Yeah, man.
Are you on Snapchat?
Negativo.
Are you on Snapchat?
I'm not. Are you on Snapchat?
I have, but I have nobody following me. I don't even use it, but I have it.
Are you on Periscope?
Yeah, I'm on Periscope. Yeah, I'm on Periscope.
Hit me up on Periscope too, man.
Yeah. Periscope. I like Periscope.
Did you say that's when that shit got huge, when they these fools stream live the Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather fight? That's awesome.
I think Periscope, they turned it at the Raider game, and I was trying to Periscope there. They turn off Wi-Fi in that area, bro. Like, you can't
in
get
in the stadiums. Hard yeah. to like oh, broadcast do? Shit.
Wow.
So you can't broadcast the show, assholes. They should do that comedy clubs too.
I'm sure they can do that, dude.
Yeah, they can. Like, you ever go and work Vegas, and you can't ever. You have to pay for the Wi-Fi. You don't get no free Wi-Fi.
I'm waiting for the first Periscope porn to come out.
Live.
I'm sure it's already come out.
Or a drug deal or something. What's up, fool? Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Hell
we'll
yeah.
see you guys next week.
Not as well.